Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you guys about lust. Are you lustful? And what is it that you're lusting after? Now, lust can be a strong desire to have something that you want. You see it and you want it, and so you lust after it. You go for it. That is a lust. Like if you like someone, but you're not married to them, and you continue to pursue them in a sexual way, that can be a form of lust. Or if you like something, you covet something you see someone else has, that's a form of lust. Not just covetousness, but lust. And so it's whenever you try, when you admire something and you try to acquire it, it's considered covetousness and it's considered lust. And so that's what I want to talk to you about. The Bible says that every wife should love their own husbands. Wives, love your own husbands as unto the, so basically you don't want to love another woman's husband. You want to love your own husband. You don't want to lust after another person's husband. You want to love your own husband, and you want to be submissive to him, as he is submissive under God. So that's where we're at today. I get DMs all the time from men from foreign countries trying to talk to me, even though they're in another country. And I have to put them at bay. I have to let them know, you know, I'm married. We can't talk, you know. And so I wanted to bring that up. These men, there are men who will lust after you, and then there are some men that you will lust after. And you have to be able to tell yourself this is not godly, and you have to be able to resist that. And so today we're focusing on how to be strengthened in those areas that we're weak in. Now, if you know a little bit of my testimony, you know that I struggled with fornication before I was married. I used to just sleep around with different men, and when I finally realized that it was wrong, it wasn't of God, and I finally changed, and God gave me the grace to do so. And so I decided that I needed to get married, in which case I already desired marriage in my heart because God gives us those godly desires. But it wasn't the appropriate time to be married for me, so I went to school. You know, I studied medical assistant, and at the appropriate time, and then I changed my, I changed my degree plan to a fashion design degree, and I went to the Art Institute of Dallas, and I moved to Dallas, and that's how I met my husband. But it was only after I made up my mind that I didn't want to be in a lustful, relationship. I wanted to be single for a season so that God could prepare me to be a wife and send my husband to me. And so he didn't send my husband to me. We met by divine appointment. We didn't schedule to be around each other. We didn't just, you know, none of that. We just met by a divine appointment. We were both happened to be at the same place at the same time because of the grace of God on our lives. We met, we exchanged numbers, and the rest was history. And so we were friends for about 8 months, and then we finally got married. When you love someone, it's not a feeling of lust. You love them, it means you don't want to sin against them. You don't steal, you don't kill, you don't destroy, you don't, you know, hurt them. You love someone. Love is patient, love is kind, it keeps no record of wrong, doesn't delight in evil, rejoices with the truth. You know that love is different from lust. Lust is you like something and you want it for sexual reasons. Love is not that way. You don't just like them because they look beautiful or they look handsome. You love them and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. You want to bring them closer to God. You want to go to church with them. You want to do all these great things with them and have children with them. You can see forever with them. You can talk about anything with them. You want to go on dates with them, and you want to keep them pure until you don't want to defile their marriage bed. You know, until you guys get married, you don't want to have sex. You want to get to know that person, get to know their family, what they like, what they don't like, all of those great things. Because love is patient and love is kind and keeps no record of wrong. You don't hold a grudge against them when you're mad. You easily forgive. you know. And so there's a list of things that kind of show love rather than lust. And so are you lusting after someone that you're not married to? If you're not married to this person, maybe you like them, you see them as attractive, and so you want to pursue them in more ways than one. You don't want marriage, you just want to hook up and see where the sex leads you to. And that's a form of lust, and it's against God. And the Bible does talk about inordinate affection or passions that are not of God. And so you have to put away that desire so that you can someday be married. But you have to put those desires at bay so that one day you can become married and just love your spouse a million different ways. And so I wanted to drop that gem on you today, since we're getting closer and closer to Valentine's Day, and it's almost, you know, love month. So I wanted to share with you the difference between like and love, lust and love. All right, well, that's all I have for you today. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.